Welcome to today's program, this Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. This is the 12th of June, 2026, Friday. Again, welcome to the program. The podcasts are on thispresenttruth.com. Also on the site, there are two sections. One is the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry section. The other is the Present Truth, this Present Truth section. So you have a variety. And I date the programs to keep topics relevant. Today I have considered what would be the best way to continue with previous programs, the Not Forever War in Iran, a Not Forever War. It is time sensitive. Also, the Donald Trump. Years ago, before I continue, you can write me. I don't give out. I don't have email. I don't have time to respond. I apologize for that to people that would want to contact me via email. I do respond to those who do write me at my P.O. Box. Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. So now to continue, in the 70s, there was a golfer, Lee Trevino. And Trevino did commercials for Dr. Pepper. And the commercials, what was presented was that Dr. Pepper, as a soft drink, was misunderstood. It wasn't a root beer. It wasn't a cola. It wasn't a citrus drink. It wasn't clear. It was misunderstood. People couldn't figure out what Dr. Pepper was. Well, I use that, you know, I want to compare Dr. Pepper to Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump, as an individual, as a president, as an entrepreneur, as a great speaker, the greatest president in America's history ever. There has never been a president like Donald Trump. He was not groomed to be part of the political world. That wasn't his plan. But his father, and you might say time and chance, placed him where he is as president of the greatest nation ever in the history of the world. Egypt was great, but not like America. Greece was powerful, influential, not like America. Rome had its day in the sun. We have surpassed the centuries that Rome ruled. We have beat them hip and thigh. No nation has existed longer than Amaruca, the land of the plumed serpent. And in God's infinite wisdom, a plan in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 9, 10, and 11, a riddle of seven final presidents of the United States of America, excluding Joe Biden. I rehearse this repeatedly to get your attention, to hopefully help you grasp that Donald Trump is the next to this present administration is the next to the last administration in the United States of America. There will be one more administration, and America will become so despotic that God will destroy this country through the individual that will rule over the next administration. The only safe haven in the future is Jesus Christ. He's the only safe haven, the only shelter for the people of the world, especially the people of the United States of America. And President Donald Trump presently is holding back the onslaught of unimaginable horror, terror, disaster that is to come, that will come. We can't avoid it. You cannot avoid sunset. You can't avoid sunrise. We, the world, we will not avoid what Christ prepared the world for through John, his apostle, by writing the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is for the final 100 years. America is in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 17, Revelation chapter 18. A kingdom that has two personalities. It is a split personality. It is a multi-personality country as far as power and a culture. Now, with Donald Trump, like Dr. Pepper, Donald J. Trump is misunderstood. Many times he is misheard. People, he'll say one thing, and people will actually state that he's saying something that he did not say. He's misheard. He's disliked. He's hated. He's an enigma. He's unappreciated. That's definitely anybody that has followed Donald Trump on both sides of the party, the whole swing in between. He is unappreciated. His own base, except for the people that understand who he is and what he's trying to do for the United States by changing politically what America has become in the political spectrum. He's trying to change it to what it should be. Once you blend different paint colors together, you come up with a color that is putrid. You don't know if it's red, you don't know if it's gray, you don't know if it's definitely not black, it's not white, it's not yellow, it's not red, it's not green or blue, or it's just a compilation of a bunch of different colors thrown together, and there's no name generally for what you have just created. That is the situation with the United States of America. Politically, what are we? Communist, socialist, fascist, totalitarian, Democrat, Republican? Are we conservative, liberal? America has become a creature that the early fathers of this nation did not, their hope was that we would never become the nation that we have become. And Donald Trump, he understands what has happened to this nation, beginning at the top in Washington, D.C. He understands what this country has become through the families that have ruled this nation from almost its beginning. The war that began with Jefferson and Washington, and at the very beginning, already there was a diabolical plan by God haters, by the strain of madness that came out of Europe with men who you would consider to be brilliant, very, very educated, but God hatred. So there's always been God hatred in this country. The God hatred of Europe, all the nations of Europe, came on the boats that landed on the shores of this country. All through time, this is a spiritual war we're in. All through time, there has been God hatred, going back to the time of the Garden of Eden, with the serpent deceiving the woman. Then you have plans by the serpent to contaminate mankind with angelic DNA, bringing about the destruction of the world through water during the time of Noah. There's always been God hatred. The Bible makes this clear. For those that have never read the Bible, you don't plan to read the Bible, you don't believe that there's a God, you don't believe there's a devil, just live another year, and you will see, you will understand the word evil, because evil will affect you, it will touch you, it will strip you of your wealth, your health, unless you consecrate yourself to evil, then you might buy a little time, but eventually you will be punished. You will be judged. For those that are not religious but want to know what everybody wants to know, the future. Everybody wants to know what their life is going to be a year out, 10 years out, 20 years out, half a century if you live that long. People want to know, what is my future? What is in store for me? Because if I know the future, I might be able to avoid hardship. I might not marry the wrong husband, the wrong man, or the wrong woman. I might not pick the wrong occupation. I might not worship the wrong idols. So going back to Donald Trump, he's unappreciated. There's a time now, we're in that time, where those that did support Trump do not appreciate him, because he has once again brought America into a forever war. He is fulfilling prophecy. To those people, I say that Christ himself in the book of Matthew chapter 24 stated there would come a time at the end before his return, before his second coming, before God Jesus would return a second time and become and be the King of the Jews finally. The Jewish people would recognize him as being their Messiah. But before that time, there would be wars, endless wars, rumors of wars, escalating in frequency and in intensity. We're there. We're not going to stop it. Donald Trump's and Israel with Benjamin Netanyahu, the conflict that the world is in, presently in Iran, is in the Bible. It's just the beginning. It's like the forest fire, the brush fire low at the trunk along the ground of the trees is just beginning to, you might say, gain momentum. The forest fire has not yet begun. What you're seeing Trump do in Iran is just the beginning. It's just like the Forest Service. They go in and they plan to burn some of the, you know, kindling along the ground so that you don't have a lightning strike and the whole forest burns down. The lightning strike has already occurred. Iran, the terrorist groups within surrounding Israel, especially Iran, are relentless in their objective to destroy the Jewish people, to destroy Israel as a country. It will not happen. America, as I've stated in previous programs, we will assist Israel no matter what. Even though Trump and Netanyahu have their differences, like close friends. There's going to be tension. There's going to be things that will happen where there's going to be disharmony, disunity, but that's on a personal level. Israel will protect itself. Trump will allow Netanyahu to defend the country. Trump will continue to bomb the IRCG or GC forces, the Islamic forces. He will continue to bomb them. There's no stopping. This is just centered presently in Iran. But eventually, all the nations of the region are going to be involved in a slugfest. Eventually. Iran, ancient Persia, is now coming, after all these thousands of years, is now going to be punished by God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for their hatred of the Jewish people. Iran won't do it alone. All the other anti-Semitic countries in the region, Turkey, Russia, they are armies out of Azerbaijan, Armenia, North Africa, are going to be involved in taken to the woodshed. And the location is present-day Jordan, east of Israel, across the Jordan River, in the plains, in the countryside of present-day Jordan. Going back to Donald Trump, he's unappreciated. He's misunderstood. When he is removed from office, which he will be, he will not finish his 4-year term. He's going to be removed by forces of his predecessor prior to 2016. He will be removed. They will once again resume power in this country. Then people will panic. And then many will understand. And it will be too late. They will look back and they will appreciate everything that Donald Trump has done to try to protect the citizens of the world, and the people of this country, attempting to make America great. Everything that Donald Trump is doing presently, even the coming administration won't appreciate what he is doing, but he is setting the table for them. Donald Trump is preparing everything that they're going to need to do their evil. Does Donald Trump understand this? No, because the people around him in the Christian world that are supposedly his intercessors, most do not know prophecy. They don't realize who he is. He is the next to the last president of this country. He's unappreciated. Also, he's misjudged. People are misjudging him. They think that he is part of the elite group that has ruled this country for the last 120 years plus. They've misjudged him. They think they know who he is. Oh, he's a capitalist, and now he is going to use his position as president to profit. Well, why not? Look what has happened to every single president going back to John Kennedy. What have they done? They've all done something to profit. They've all done something to make the behind-the-scenes power structure wealthy, powerful, dominant across a society, owning everything. Now what they're going after through the data centers is water and the power grid. We, the people of this country, these people truly are decades ahead of us. With the power grids, they need water. They need, I'm sorry, with these data centers, they need power. And they're going to take it like taking candy from a baby. They're going to take energy. Why? Because the coming administration, the objective is to finally remove Donald Trump and destroy the country. Trump is unappreciated now, but it will be too late. Eventually, the people will realize and appreciate all that he had done, but it will be too late. Misjudging him, believing that he's doing this, that, with nefarious objectives. Well, they'll finally get to understand what he was doing, like presently in the Iran conflict. He's not only taking out Iran and the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, he's taking out the British that have ruled, that have basically controlled, worked hand in hand, not controlled, have worked hand in hand with with Iran in the Middle East, to be a thorn in the flesh of all the Arab countries that want to prosper. They want these nations, they understand capitalism now. They want to be capitalists. Every person, every human being that has a job is a capitalist. The people that work in the unions, they're capitalists. They may vote communist, fascist, but in their heart, they are capitalist. They want to, whatever comes into their hand, they want to use it the way they want to use it. They don't want other people to have the blessings of financial health and the ability to buy land, to invest, to buy metals, to buy stock, whatever it may be. But they're capitalists. The Arab countries have become capitalist countries. They like to be left alone But the British have been partners with Iran to make sure that there's always upheaval in the Middle East, which benefits the British in the city of London. Another thing with Donald Trump, he's been misread. People think they have a good read of Donald Trump. I promise you they don't. They don't understand. They're misreading him. I don't watch women's basketball, but currently in women's basketball, there is an individual by the name of Caitlin Clark. She's disrupting the whole basketball world. She's disrupting she plays for the Indiana Fever or the team. This girl is disrupting everything. She's misread. She's really for the sport, but she's so good that everything she does basically profits anybody around her. The team, the attendance when she plays, she breaks records with attendance. She's like, in principle, a female Donald Trump. She is like Trump. She's at the top of her game. Donald Trump is at the top of his game. No other president, going back to Jimmy Carter, has ever reached the peak of their abilities and what they could offer the society. These individuals, going from Barry Satoro all the way back to Carter, these people, globalists, everything they did, these people, we can judge them correctly. These people were pushing a plan, an agenda. And because Donald Trump is not pushing that same agenda, starting from Carter to Obama, because he's not pushing that agenda, he is unappreciated by them. He's hated. He's not only disliked, but he's hated with fervor, ferocious hatred. So Donald Trump, people think that Donald Trump is part of that society of whales that swim in a world that no one swims in, not even the big sharks. These people are in a world of financial power and evil that no one can be part of that world. They swim in parts of their world, in the oceans of evil in their world, where no one is invited. Stanley Kubrick made the last movie before he was murdered, or before he passed away, before he was died naturally, before he just succumbed to age. Right. Eyes Wide Shut. This is the world of the whales that I speak of. This is the world of the ruling families of Europe, China, Africa, South America, America, all of Europe. This is the world these people swim in. It's an ocean, vast ocean Kubrick opened a small window into that world. And the world that he put on film was white. They're Anglo-Saxon. They worship gods that are so powerful that they can change destinies of countries, of nations. Look what they did to the people of Germany. The experiment to deceive a whole country, believing that they are the chosen race. It happens with the Chinese, the Hispanics. It happens with every race. They are the chosen race, with the blacks, with a Jewish people. But that world that Stanley Kubrick put on film is the only way to describe who these people are. This is not Donald Trump's world. People are misreading him, believing that that is part of his world. Absolutely not. You know, as a young man, well, young men will be young men. Women will be the same. But the thing is, all through those years, now it's coming to haunt him. But still, there are nothing but casualties in his wake. And there will continue to be casualties politically in his wake. The lawsuits. So Trump is not part of that world that these people, that ocean of evil. You know, the ocean is a terrifying place. It is a, if you want to go out and surf, you want to scuba dive, whatever you want to do, you can't see what's below that surface unless you go actually into it. If you go underwater, then you can see what that world is all about. That is the world of the occult. Everything beneath the surface is in the occult, and that world is terrifying. You'll die from fear. It's so terrifying. There's no escaping it. People that have been in the occult, witches, warlocks, male witches, they don't even have the ability to communicate that, the power of that world. The only way to understand the power of the occult world is through reading the Bible. And now, the Bible that was misunderstood is now beginning to be a source of not interest, but people are realizing, I need to read the Bible to understand a hidden world, to understand what is really going on, what is really happening. Every human being, every person will have an experience of something from that other world, something moving on the table, walking into a room and getting this, every hair on the back of your neck standing up, you realize that you're not alone. Every person has at some point in their life an experience of demons, the reality of demonic forces, hidden powers. Can't avoid it. God never intended that mankind would avoid the experiences in a world that is invisible. God never intended that. He intended that all mankind would realize that you cannot live on the in the plane where you can see, hear, touch, smell only. You have to know there is something outside of the natural realm. How can I prove that? You look at every person gravitates to some type of worship. Worship the moon, worship self, worship strength, worship crystals, images. Everybody worships something. Like Bob Dylan said, everybody must serve somebody. And this was God's intention, that every man would realize that there is safety in the world. It's through, in prior to Christ, it was through the Mosaic Law. After Christ, it is through Christ himself, who is the reality of the Mosaic Law. He's a reality, the embodiment of what Moses chiseled out on a tablet, or what was written by a finger of God on two tablets of stone. One of the final visits that Christ made was to the Apostle John, and he gave John a vision, told John to write what he heard. That's for us. It presents the invisible world to the mankind better than any, you know, condensed version in the Bible. In that book, talks about God, Christ, Christ's people, Jewish people, people of the world. Talks about the people of the world that hate God, that assemble together to do evil, to overthrow God, to bring in a form of worship where there will be one religion, the worship of an individual. Those that don't obey and worship, well, they have a mark, a name, a number. It's complete. Shows the end of mankind 1,000 years from now. Shows what happens to the devil for 1,000 years. So the Bible is no longer being misunderstood. It is being understood. People say, well, wonder what the end of the world would be like. What will we observe at the time of the end? I say to you, everything you're watching is a sign that Christ is coming. Punishment to the churches of God for their lukewarmness, for their idolatry, for their apathy toward God, is going to be punished. Same with Israel. Today, or yesterday, they had a big in Israel, LGBT, homosexual, open festival. Don't think God's not going to judge it. Don't think Yeshua, don't think that Yahweh is going to ignore it. He'll never ignore evil with his people, whether born-again believers or the Jewish people. And with the children of the world, the people that are neither religious, true religion, or Hebrews, they will be punished too. Punishment is coming to the whole world. Nobody can escape it. Donald Trump, we understand that governments are ruled by people. People don't really understand who Benjamin Netanyahu is. Benjamin Netanyahu, like him, dislike him, he is the individual that was placed as Prime Minister of Israel to protect the Jewish people from the enemies in the region and enemies without the region. He's doing a good job. That's what he is ordered, ordained to do by the prophets of Israel. Donald Trump was placed as president of this country to give the American people time to understand that we are in the period of time known as the end. And then Donald Trump also is positioned with all of these people in the high-tech world, Silicon Valley, etc. He is going to, because of his abilities, help to put in place the systems for the next administration to end cash, to bring a digital way of exchange to this country. Nobody has that ability but Donald Trump. People don't understand. They're misinterpreting who he is. He is great. He has great dignity. He is a man that, if you, can you imagine a country where the people of the country had as much ability and determination to create, to change, to give a new direction to their own lives personally, to the society, to the country, like Trump? I don't know if the word workaholic. Can you imagine if you had a society with people with that much drive to accomplish something? He's in a different world. He's in a completely different world. People that think they know who he is, they don't know. The Bible explains who he is. He knows who he is. He has a worldview like no one else. And his worldview is not to harm people, but to protect people. He's noble. He's honorable. One of these days, he will no longer be in position as president. And many people will rejoice for a split second. Then their terror, their horror will begin. And they're going to be forced to make decisions about their eternity. Buying, selling. Everybody in America is conditioned to buy and sell. We've already been deceived. Buying and selling is everything. Christ said that he would give us our daily bread and lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from the evil of the culture of the time. And pray that you're not led into temptation. People also don't recognize who he is as a believer. Yes, he's a civil servant. He was elected to serve the people. And like I stated in the last program, like going to a sporting event, you have the people in the stands that are trying to call the shots, that are upset with the coach, upset with the quarterback. Quarterback doesn't make a touchdown every play. Eventually, the boos begin. Boo, replace him, replace him. This is exactly what's happening in this country. Replace him. With who? Who are you going to replace him with? There's nobody in there. No, J.D. Vance? No. He doesn't have the abilities Trump has. Marco Rubio? No. No person in this country has the ability to do what Donald Trump is doing, plans to do, has done. I know through the scripture who he is. I understand through the Bible what he's doing. He's like the boy that's got his finger in the dike. He is trying to turn what is the direction that we're going as a country. Internally, he's trying to give it a tuning, to tune it like a motor. The motor's not running right. Something wrong with what's happening in this country. He knows the problem. It's not just the people in Washington, D.C. It's the families that rule this country. It's the foundations. It's the people that own Facebook, the people that own Apple, the investors of this country that invest in all these corporations. The problem is with the shareholders. They want wealth. They don't care about politics. Now, when Trump is making decisions to make them money, they befriend him. But they don't like that he's trying to tear down or to expose the evil behind the scenes in the back rooms. Trump has been in the back rooms with the people in the back rooms. He knows what they're doing in this country and overseas. And here the other night at the basketball championships, for the first time ever, this man I could see watching that game, he had a few minutes of blessed sleep. Very rare for him. And everybody's laughing, mocking, pointing it out. I'll tell you what. King David said that the Lord gives his people blessed sleep. Donald Trump is God's people. He's one of the family of Christ. People don't recognize that because he's unrecognized. They don't recognize him as a great leader. They don't recognize him as a great man, as a great parent, even though he's divorced. Look at his children. He's done something right. But they don't recognize him as being a member in the body of Christ. Of the previous six presidents, Carter was not a Christian, nominal, only supposedly Baptist. No, he wasn't. Bush, absolutely not a Christian, though he used the Christian people for the vote. Reagan, no. Reagan was absolutely not a believer. Clinton? Oh, Bill was a Christian, right? No. You know the tree by its fruit. And how about George Jr.? W. Christian? Absolutely not. His parents. He has a... in the father's home with Barbara Bush. She has a miscarry. And they take the child, little boy, put it in a big glass jar, embalm it. It's an embalming fluid. And they have it on their mantle over the fireplace. What kind of insanity and madness, what kind of a strain truly madness is that? And she is standing in a photo with that child in, you know, didn't come to full term. This is insanity. But W is a Christian, correct? And then even Obama at one point stated he was a Christian. Well, the Apostle Paul said in Corinthians, examine yourself to see whether or not you be of the faith. Examine yourselves. And the good pastors of the land, the great men of God in the land, in their country, in the world, through the centuries. Not only do they know that they are born again by examining their relationship with Christ, but they examine those in the flock to see whether or not those within their assemblies are truly born again. As a minister, I do the same thing. You know, people that say that they're Christian. I'm in a McDonald's in Las Vegas with a friend, and we're sitting there, and he's a wonderful man. We're fellowshipping, talking about God, Christ, deep things of God, the world, the end of the world. And these three young boys sitting at a table, a couple of tables away, get up to leave, one of the three comes over. Hey, I hear you guys talking about the Bible. I'm a Christian. I read the Bible. He's excited. And the friend, they start talking. And then the kid says something like, I like to worship God and other things like maybe angels. And I'm listening. I'm letting the two visit. And then, bingo, I'm examining. I don't care what he's saying. I do. I'm listening to see if he's doctrinally correct. But there's something that was not right. So I stopped and I said, hey, you know, I have a question for you. He goes, oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, what is it? Did Jesus Christ come in the flesh? And he stopped and he looked at me and he said, what? I said, did Jesus Christ come in the flesh? No, absolutely not. And the brother that was with me, the kid walked off. He was irate. Busted him. If they cannot admit that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, they're antichrist. And the friend said, whoa, how did you know? And I said, because the spirit behind the kid. Examine yourselves to see whether you be of the faith, whether or not you be of the faith. The devil worshipers, they know. I'll walk into a place, my wife and I, and we'll walk by some people, and we'll look at each other. Yep, they're part of the coven. One man told me one time, you can't know that. I said, oh yeah, you can. If you know the Holy Spirit, you'll detect the unholy spirit. But anyhow, Donald Trump, he's been misheard, unappreciated, misjudged, misinterpreted. Am I lying? Misread. He's been misconstrued. He's unrecognized. Nobody knows who he is. The greatest president ever in the history of the United States of America. A man with dignity, great dignity, honor. He goes to other nations and he's honored, but not here, not even by those that voted for him. Because the people sitting in the stands, they want the quarterback to run the play that they want. Donald Trump, why hasn't he prosecuted some of these people? Because he can't. These people that have done all this evil, they're the employees of the devil. And God has to allow these people. They've decided who the employer is going to be. Even the Bible says these people get to work for the devil. And the devil gets to protect them. And the devil does protect them. These people, in these, like the Clintons, like the Bushes, are they going to be prosecuted in this lifetime? No. Are they going to suffer tribulation? Yeah, they're going to have hardship. But for right now, thispresenttruth.com is the website. Thispresenttruth.com is the website. You can write me at Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Thispresenttruth.com. Join me again. Continue. I'm going to continue because you want to know the truth. Dr. Pepper was misunderstood, and so was Donald Trump. But God bless you. God bless you and protect you.